Algar Productions.
Sarcastic Voyage presents the continuing story of Contentment Corner.
Hello? This is the place you asked to meet, yes? This spot here in this cornfield? Hello?
Yes, Case. This was exactly where I wanted to meet you. We have very important plans to discuss. Sinister plans.
Were you gonna give me more specifics about that, or...?
I was pausing for dramatic effect, you absolute simpleton. Ugh, you never did appreciate my little flourishes, even when we were married.
Oh, yeah. We were married for a little while there, huh?
So you do remember, then?
Of course I do. I mean, maybe. Maybe I do, maybe I don't.
Ugh, you listen to me, you one-eyed clown college dropout. I am currently shaking off the lingering effects of several months' worth of intense psychoactive drug treatment. I'm just now finally beginning to feel like myself again. That means remembering the years I spent dead and in hell, and the months I spent married to you, which was its own type of hell.
Who told you I went to clown college?
I know my so-called daughter has somehow convinced this entire town to pretend that they don't remember me, or quite a lot of other choice facts about Contentment Corner. My first order of business is to determine precisely how she managed to do that.
Oh, that's easy. She just writes everyone in the town a huge check every month.
You must be joking.
Do I look like I'm joking?
Do I look like I know enough about your face to answer that question?
Eh, you got me there, I think. I'm honestly not entirely sure what's happening right now.
Then let me say this so that even you can understand it. I am the rightful owner of the cosmetics company that bears my name. That's Zizix Cosmetics, by the way, because my name is Zizix. And I'm going to destroy the woman who took it from me, swiftly and decisively, as well as slowly and methodically.
Wait, how is that gonna work?
I wouldn't expect you to understand.
But isn't Gornadetto your daughter?
No, Case. I don't have a daughter!
Huh. She says she's your daughter.
Yes, well, she isn't. Because, follow my logic here, she's lying!
I would have figured you'd have raised her to know better.
Is this why you're the only mercenary for hire I could find? Because everyone else in this town is receiving a payoff?
Yeah, seems right.
But surely if that's true, you're also receiving one.
I am, but I could use a bit of supplemental income.
Oh God, you're not still running that Find the Red Card scam down at the train station, are you?
What? No, where did you...
What's behind your back?
Nothing. It's definitely not a pack of cards. Hey, look over there.
You dropped your cards.
You were supposed to look over there.
I grow weary of these antics. Is there some place I can shower off all of this mental ward stroke cornfield stench?
Yeah, I know a place.
If you lay a finger on me, Cutchington, you'll need to start learning how to shuffle cards with your feet.
Hey, yeah, that would be a neat trick. That was a threat.
I knew you'd get there eventually. Now then, about that shower.
Right. This way.
Listen, I have no earthly idea what coconut lime verbena is, and I have absolutely less than zero earthly interest in learning. Oh, I see. It's a soap scent. Well, I don't care if it was one of our top sellers under my predecessor. He's in a padded cell someplace, and I absolutely refuse to deal with something so... dainty. Fine, so it comes in 50-pound slabs. I meant dainty in the sense of being, you know, delicate, tender, sissy. Yes, well, if we must manufacture soap, and I suppose we must, seeing as we're called St. Corby Soap, I don't see why we can't use scents that are less namby-pamby. I'll be with you in a minute. I don't know, traditionally masculine smells. Musks, I suppose. No, not sweat, or urine, or... I'm not repeating that. Listen, this is more time than I've ever wanted to spend thinking about soap. I feel unclean now. Yes, that's very droll. I'll call you back after my assistant has had a chance to look into all of this.
When you said you felt unclean, they suggested you wash with your own soap, didn't they?
Yes, that's exactly what... Now, just who in the hell are you?
Edna Snur. You're new in town, and I'm here to find out exactly what your deal is.
Could you do that without rooting through my desk? Those files are private.
Fine.
So, what are you? The welcome wagon? Because I have little interest in baskets containing local jams and discount coupons.
I don't have a basket or a wagon, and I haven't decided if you're welcome or not. That'll depend.
On what exactly?
On why exactly you're here.
I fail to see how that's any business of yours.
They always say that.
Who does?
The unwelcome ones.
Madam, if you don't arrive at something resembling a point in the extremely immediate future, I shall have no choice but to call security.
Call them if you want, but who do you think let me in here?
What? How dare they? I'll fire all of them. If there's one thing I cannot tolerate, it's disloyalty.
According to my research, there's quite a large number of things you can't tolerate, and I would not advise firing anyone. Your head of security is my great-grandnephew Plinth. He's a good boy. Well, actually, that's not true at all. But he is the kind of person who really wants to grow up to be a cop or security guard, so you can probably trust him.
I think I'm starting to understand.
Oh, so the dawn finally breaks over Marblehead.
Big families in small towns, you're worse than organized crime. And I've dealt with my share of organized criminals.
Let me guess. You've gained their respect by frowning and glaring at them disapprovingly.
You'd be amazed at how far a disapproving glare can take you in life.
Oh, some people would probably be amazed by that, but some people are amazed by that trick where you make it look like you're pulling off your thumb. Come to think of it, that one really wowed Plinth. I suppose that should have been our first clue, he wasn't all there. But to your point, young man.
Young man? I'll have you know I was born in 1951.
Okay, boomer.
Now why would you insult your own generation like that?
I was born in 1944, thereby making me part of the silent generation.
My God, you wouldn't know it.
To your earlier point, I can glare disapprovingly with the best of them.
Hey, stop that. Stop glaring at me.
Unlikely.
If you don't stop that at once, I shall be forced to glare back.
Bring it on, old man. Who is actually 7 years younger than I am?
Oh, I fully intend to bring it. Framby, clear my schedule. It appears that my assistant hasn't arrived yet, but it's just as well. The only thing I really had planned for today was taking phone calls about soap, and I don't think it's possible for a soul to be less interested in that than I am.
You gonna talk, or are you gonna glare?
Well now, why don't you just look right into my eyes and answer your own question?
So you mean to tell me you've been squatting here in this private detective's office?
What? No, I have a chair. I have two chairs.
Oh, I do apologize for daring to impugn your good name.
Did you say impugn?
I'm genuinely impressed that you have a shower here, and an absurdly impressive one at that. The scalding temperature and intense pressure put me in mind of those long years I spent in hell.
I was there too, you know. About as long as you were.
I'm not sure if I don't believe you or I don't care. Oh, wait, no, I'm sure. It's the latter.
Glad you were able to work that one out.
Now, how is it you managed to come into possession of a shower that would melt the face off any mortal who wasn't a spectral form inside a suit of an impeccably maintained human skin?
The plumbing and electrical stuff in this building runs on some kind of nuclear reactor or something.
Oh, right. Because the former occupant was an alien from the sun. Or as he would put it,
definitely not an alien from the sun.
Ah, delightful.
Wow. Was that a real moment we just had? Should we get married again?
Let's put a pin in that one for now.
I don't think I have any pins.
But I can assure you that you'll have my undying gratitude if you could assist me in reclaiming what is rightfully mine.
Ah, right. You mean your company, right?
Yes, you complete buffoon! My bloody company!
Good morning, citizen. I'll be with you in just a mo. That's moment to you civilians.
Take your time, Sheriff.
That you, Quandary? You can drop the act. Deputy Malloy's out on patrol. And Deputy Trellis is on assignment over in Ortland.
Malloy? You don't mean former Mayor Trojan Malloy?
Nah. This is her daughter, Stasica.
I forgot about all the Nepo babies in this town.
In a town of 1,400 people, it's kind of hard to avoid Nepo babies. Not everyone changes their name when they decide to pursue a new career. Which reminds me, Miss LaCroix, how's that novel coming along?
Great. It's going to come along great. It'll be great just as soon as I get started on it. Which should be any minute now. I have a nice, quiet place to work. I got some new ribbon for my typewriter. I spent all yesterday fixing my desk so it's at the right height for maximum ergonomics. So I should be ready to start. Soon. Probably. I might need to get a new mouse pad first, though.
You know, I've always been very proud of you.
I do know that. I also know you lied to me.
How's that now?
When I first arrived in town and I asked you what was going on, why everyone was being weirdly quiet about all the insane spooky shit that's happened in this town over the years, and you said you didn't know.
Oh, that.
Yes, that.
If I recall correctly, I didn't say I didn't know. What I said was, you should let it go. And I stand by that.
It may be of interest to you to know that I just happened to be standing outside Zizek's Cosmetics when Gornadetto opened up her office window and did a whole ass soliloquy about how she's paid off the entire town to keep quiet about everything.
I suppose that does interest me, yeah.
So is that why you want me to let all this go? Because you'll stop getting a stipend from Gornadetto? How much could she possibly be paying you? It must be a lot, because the Ebby I remember was pretty uncorruptible.
It wasn't about the money. She made us all sign NDAs.
What kind of absolutely batshit plan is this?
The kind that's somehow completely airtight, legally speaking. She hired some extremely good corporate lawyers to find and close any possible loopholes.
But why did you agree to any of it?
I didn't. My predecessor did.
Sheriff Cinder?
The very same. The old gal was overdue for retirement, but recent events had completely cleaned out her savings. That was the result of some pretty complicated shenanigans involving Zizek Jones. Between that and, well, a lifetime of cleaning up after Zizek's, Cinder was surprisingly receptive to the idea of taking a bunch of money and never talking about her again.
And that's when you came in.
You got it, kiddo.
But where did Gornadetto get all that money? And why is she doing any of this?
Listen, I would love to answer your questions. Really, I would. But the thing about a non-disclosure agreement, the thing that it does to a person in terms of what they've agreed not to disclose...
Yeah, I got it.
I'm really very sorry about this.
I'm sure you are. If nothing else, you've at least confirmed that what I heard is true. I'll just have to get an official confirmation some other way. I was prepared to do that kind of legwork for my book, after all.
Atta girl.
So I'll just get started on that. Right after I find that mouse pad. Oh, and a distraction-free writing app.
I thought you had that typewriter.
And more paper for the typewriter. And some better music to write to.
I'm gonna put some coffee on.
Ooh, and exactly the right beverage to keep me caffeinated and properly hydrated, and maybe some of that meal substitute stuff so I don't have to get up from writing. Soylent? Or maybe I could just get a little trough.
Let's see. Spectacles, testicles, wallet, and phone. I guess that's everything.
Oh,
I'm sorry. Let me help you up.
Not necessary. Young man, you should really watch where you're going.
You're absolutely right.
Whereas I know exactly where you're going, or rather, where you've been.
I Beg your pardon?
That's Dr. Lakener's house, and you're doing the walk of shame.
I wouldn't say that I'm exactly ashamed, but yeah, guilty as charged.
He's quite the whore, that doctor.
He does seem to have a healthy attitude towards sex, which makes sense, what with him being a doctor and all.
No, I had it right the first time. He's a whore.
Wow. You're... forgive me for saying, but you're a lot.
I've been called far worse, by far better than you.
Sorry, do you even know who I am?
Of course I do. You're... let's see here. Now wait just a damn minute. Where are my notes? These aren't my notes.
I think our papers must have gotten mixed up when we ran into one another just now.
Tell it to the judge.
Which judge?
Never you mind. Now give me those pages.
Sure, I'd be happy to. Or you could just take them.
Let's see. Yours. Mine. 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 Yours. Mine. Now then, you're... Framby, is that right?
That's me.
Framby carcinogen?
Carcinogen.
That's what I said. And you're the personal assistant to Funch St. Corby.
He prefers Majordomo.
I'll just bet he does. That fits perfectly with the man I met earlier.
Anyway, yes. And speaking of, if I don't pick up the pace, I'm going to be late. And Mr. St. Corby isn't happy when I'm late.
Mr. St. Corby doesn't seem happy about much.
Wow. Yeah. That pretty much covers it. Good morning, sir.
Do you know how I just spent the last hour?
Talking to a nosy old lady?
Close. Staring at a nosy old lady.
If it's the same nosy old lady I just ran into, she doesn't seem like your type.
Oh, I wasn't appreciating her beauty. This was a good old-fashioned staring contest.
Oh, I see. So, now that's over, you've definitively resolved... what, exactly?
I wouldn't expect you to understand.
Yeah, I do have some pretty glaring blind spots, now that you mention it.
This was a matter of territory. One alpha establishing dominance over another.
So you won.
Well, not as such, but the joke's on her, because I have an advantage that will always prevail.
Uh-huh.
And do you know what that advantage is?
Your gender.
My gender, that's right. A woman couldn't do what I do, and she damn well couldn't be an alpha.
Sir, you know the whole concept of alphas was discredited decades ago, don't you?
Sorry, I can't hear you. I'm doing a victory lap in my mind.
And that makes a lot of noise, does it? Mr. St. Corby?
What is it?
When exactly were you planning on finalizing your adoption of me?
You just keep your head down and do your job. We'll discuss that another time.
Yes, sir. Of course we will.
Season 4, Episode 6 of Contentment Corner featured Mark Bosco as Case Cutchington, Christy Brannan as Quandary Lacroix, Nathan LaJeunesse as Framby Carcinogen, Terry Lohmeyer as Sheriff Ebby Zirconia, Kara O'Connor as Zizix Jones, Sabrina Snyder as Edna Snurr, Ron Algar-Watt as Funch St. Corby. It was written and directed by Ron Algar-Watt for Algar Productions, copyright 2025.
Oh, I do apologize for daring to impugn your good name.
Did you say impugn?